This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 15th. God's word to you today is Blessed Assurance. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 100, verse 5 from the Passion Translation, and it says, "For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He is so loving that it will amaze you, so kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness towards all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation." I want to assure you that God will take care of you. The same God that took care of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. This same God has an indelible track record and will take care of you. I want you to say to yourself with a very big grin on your face, God will take care of me. Psalms 52 verse 9 from the New International Version says, "I will praise you forever for what you have done. In your name I will hope, for your name is good. I will praise you in the presence of your saints." What David was saying in essence is that he will recollect the great things that God has done and he will praise God. David was also saying, "I will recollect the times that I have flown God's airline and the times that God has taken me from country to country. And now that I am about to take God's airline again, I will remember his track record. I will praise him and confidently sleep on the plane." I'm going to encourage you to get praise and worship songs. It is free online at soundcloud.com/GFHlive. Praise brings back and reconstructs God's track record and then shatters doubt. Romans 15 verse 4 from the New International Version says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." All that is written in scripture is God's track record documented. The first doubt buster that Asaph teaches us is to remember God's track record. The second is to trust God's character and power. Psalm 77 verses 13 to 14 says, "O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God of miracles and wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations." In this passage, Asaph highlights God's character. God is holy. In other words, he is incapable of doing evil. God is not out to kill you or to frustrate you or embarrass you. He is a holy God and he is incapable of doing evil. Psalm 34 verse 8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. All the joys of those who trust in him." The scripture does not read, "All the joys of those that have everything explained," meaning that comfort comes not in getting an explanation for our doubts. Comfort comes in seeing who God is. Even when God's hand cannot be traced, as it is popularly said, his heart can still be trusted. Job says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." This is according to Job 15 verse 13 from the King James Version. In other words, even though he is beating me, even though he lays his hands on me, I will still trust his heart. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.